coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. Happy Black Friday, if anyone is indulging in the American practice of trampling your fellow man in search of a TV that's $20 off. Hope everyone's had a great Thanksgiving. I had a great Thanksgiving. Got to have a Zoom Thanksgiving. Anthony Fauci's orders. Got to hang out with my parents and my sister. So that was fun. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Good turkey, good leftovers. Leftovers are the best part of Thanksgiving. People don't know that. Absolutely. I call it thanks again. So like the next morning breakfast is thanks again. Lunch is thanks again. Dinner's thanks again. You just keep going. You keep giving thanks until the stuffing, turkey, and mashed potato is up. So we're going to get into this. Lots going on with Dominion voting systems. They finally started to break their silence. We're hopeful that we're going to get Joe to call in. He is in an undisclosed area. I almost said it. That would have been bad. He is in an undisclosed area where they don't have very good cell service, off the grid, as it were. So we don't have reliable video, but we're going to try and have him call in during the show to talk about this, what's going on with Dominion voting systems. But before I do that, I want to put up my screen. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up my screen. We now are ranked the number 8th most popular political podcast on Apple Podcasts. Number 8. We are 2 away from Tim Pool, 3 away from Ted Cruz, 4 away from Steve Bannon, and 5 away from the great one. Well, no, sorry, that's Mark Levin. 5 away from Rush Limbaugh. I don't know why Mark Levin isn't on there. He must be classified as news and not politics. But yeah, so we're number 8 on the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who is downloading, subscribing. If you haven't already, check out the link in the description. You can subscribe and download the podcast there. Help us rise through the rankings. It's going to get tough. I know that Steve Bannon, he says that they get millions of downloads. So there's probably a pretty big gap, but we can absolutely get above the grifters over at the Lincoln Project for sure. So make sure you check out that link in the description to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and help us get a little higher. So let's jump right into this. Again, Joe will be joining hopefully as we go through this because he is our resident Dominion voting systems expert. Let's go ahead and we'll start with that since he's not here. We'll start that. Go ahead and put up image one. This is actually, so over the weekend, Sidney Powell dropped her lawsuits filed her lawsuits. She dropped it on us. She introduced the lawsuits in Virginia and in Michigan. And right there, you can see on paragraph 153 is the discussion about co-host Joe's affidavit that he signed. So I'll read it out. Paragraph 153. Plaintiffs have also learned through several reports that in 2010, Eric Coomer joined Dominion as vice president of U.S. engineering. According to his bio, Coomer graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, with a PhD in nuclear physics. Eric Coomer was later promoted to voting systems officer of strategy and security, although Coomer has since been removed from the Dominion page of directors after Joe Altman disclosed that as a reporter, he infiltrated Antifa, a domestic terrorist organization, where he recorded Eric Coomer representing that, quote, "Don't worry, Trump won't win the election. We fix that," as well as Twitter posts with violence threatened against President Trump. Parentheses C, Joe Altman interview with Michelle Machen dated November 13th, which contains copy of Eric Coomer's recording and tweets. So yeah, they should have cited our podcast. We covered it first, but fine. They can do that. So Joe is included in the affidavits that were just filed. Really, really big news. And Dominion Voting Systems is freaking out over it. We'll get to that in a second with Dominion Voting Systems, how they're attempting to spin this. But first, I want to deal with a fact check that Reuters put out. This is a fact check disputing whether there's anything connecting Smartmatic, which is another electronic voting system company, and Dominion. So go ahead and put up my screen, Mr. Producer. This is a fact check from Reuters. And it says, fact check. Dominion is not linked to Smartmatic, Antifa, or Venezuela, and did not switch U.S. 2020 election votes in Virginia, and was not subject to a U.S. Army raid in Germany. Wow, they're really going out on a limb and saying things that are not provably false yet. You can deny whether they're provably true, but there is no evidence that they can present proving it false beyond any doubt. But that's how these fact checks work. I want to scroll down to the relevant part. Go ahead, put it back up. Eric Samira Saba, communications director for Smartmatic, told Reuters via email for a previous fact check here, Smartmatic has never owned any shares or had any financial stake in Dominion voting systems. Smartmatic has never provided Dominion voting systems with any software, hardware, or other technology. End quote. That's an important statement that Smartmatic's communication director put out. Because what they're saying, not just that they don't have any financial stake in it, they also claim that Smartmatic has never provided Dominion voting systems with any software, hardware, or other technology. Now, I saw that as I was preparing for the show. I said, whoa. That can't be true. I know that Smartmatic sued Dominion voting systems. And I know that it had to do with a licensing agreement, that Dominion had violated the license. Now, anyone who doesn't understand what a license is, when you own something and someone else wants to use it or help or develop an extension of it, they have to license it from the original owner. If they don't pay that license, it's called stealing. So the fact that Smartmatic sued Dominion over a licensing violation, which I know happened, suggests that statement's a lie. The statement that they never provided Dominion with any software, hardware, or other technology, that would be a lie. So I went to the link that I had saved, because as I find these things over the course of research, preparing for the shows, I put them in a little Word document, I keep the links there, and then I refer to them if I need them, right? It's a lot easier than having to do all the research all over again. So I went to that link, and lo and behold, Smartmatic voting systems, page not found. The link was broken. I'm like, that's weird. But you see, I've had this happen to me enough where I know you can't just link to it. You have to have an archive version of it using either Google Archives or the Wayback Machine or archive.org. Lots of different websites where they will let you put a URL in. That website will take a screen capture of it, right, and archive it. So that if it's changed, you can tell if it's changed. So luckily, I had an archived version of it, the link from Google. And it goes from 2012. This is amazing, right? This existed just like, what, last week, a week before? Now it's gone off of Smartmatic site. Here's the headline. Smartmatic International sues Dominion Voting System for licensing breach and improper business practices. Interesting. The lawsuit is seeking compensation from Dominion for withholding stuff from the license. It's unbelievable. Believable. So they're trying to say that they have no stake in it whatsoever. They have no connection, no financial connection, no licensing. And you go and look for the actual evidence of the licensing dispute, and they tried to delete it off their page. So I found it very interesting. We're going to be doing this a lot over the course of the hour because Dominion is saying a lot of things that are either completely wrong, or in most cases, it's a fine opinion, but it doesn't make it a fact. But what we're seeing from the mainstream media is they don't care about all the affidavits. They don't care about all the sworn testimony under oath. They accept Dominion voting system. So when Dominion voting system says that something isn't possible, they just go ahead and accept it. They accept that, oh, they must be telling the truth. That's what the fact is. When the reality, this is a company that's now being put under a microscope that might have actually participated in the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people. So no, you can't just take the word of a Dominion voting systems employee or spokesperson and just assume that it's the truth. So I mentioned that Sidney Powell filed those lawsuits. And this is really interesting. Let's go ahead and put up image two. This is what it looked like if you tried to get them on Twitter. Twitter blocked the link. They did not let you automatically go to the link showing the Dominion voting systems lawsuit. So if you tried to click on the link that Sidney Powell and others were sharing on Twitter, Twitter added a warning, said, warning, this link may be unsafe. It may be unsafe because it could fall into the following categories: malicious links that could steal personal information. Well, that's not true. Spammy links that mislead people or disrupt their experience. That's not true. Violent or misleading content that could lead to real-world harm. Listen, all this was a copy of an actual lawsuit that's been filed, right? It's public record. Or certain categories of content that, if posted directly to Twitter, are a violation of the Twitter rules. Really interesting, huh? So all this time, like, there is no evidence of voter fraud. There's no evidence of voter fraud. We covered it 2 days ago, right? When Trump was having the press conference in Pennsylvania, which, by the way, Pennsylvania state legislature in their state house and their state senate are now drafting a resolution to take the power out of the Secretary of State's hands so that the legislature will appoint the slate of Electoral College electors, not the Secretary of State or the governor. That's happening. So, but while that hearing was going on in Pennsylvania, we covered it. We said, wow, look, we went through all of my YouTube TV stuff and not a single news channel or any basic channel like Fox, ABC, NBC, none of them were covering it. But Days of Our Lives was covering, or whatever it was. It's incredible. So we hear all this. There's no evidence of fraud. There's no evidence of fraud. There's no evidence of fraud. When Trump has the hearing in Pennsylvania, no one covers it. When Sidney Powell files the lawsuits in Georgia and Michigan, Twitter says, oh no, it's malicious content. All while still saying there's no evidence of fraud. So just wanted to add that because it's an interesting little addition to the overall story of how big tech is trying to silence anyone coming forward with evidence of fraud, allegations of fraud, or obvious irregularities that are not explainable. Let's go ahead and put up image 3. This was a Sidney Powell retweet. Breaking news bombshell. Pennsylvania legislature, as we just said. Oh, no, actually, this is addition. A Pennsylvania legislator says that they never voted on whether to implement Dominion voting systems because it was mandated by Governor Tom Wolf. And Sidney Powell retweeted, corrupt politicians have to go to jail to stop this. Well, I would say they have to go to prison. We ultimately want them to go to prison. That would mean they would be convicted of these crimes. These wouldn't be jailable offenses. If all that happened is they go to jail, I'd be very upset. But yes, I completely agree with the sentiment. And that was a Sidney Powell retweet. Corrupt politicians have to go to jail. It's interesting that in Pennsylvania, Dominion voting systems was not voted by the legislature. Right? That was an executive discretionary decision, where the legislature said, okay, pick one, and Governor Tom Wolf, who we know is corrupt as hell, we know that when he imposed his coronavirus lockdown, feels like ages ago, he forced his company's business competitors to lock down, but his family's company got an exemption so they could stay open. I mean, this is the kind of guy we're dealing with. Very, very corrupt guy. He decided on Dominion voting systems. His administration decided on it. So is it any surprise that now that state's results are being scrutinized, audited, and called into question? It's just really interesting. So I was hoping that Joe would jump on, but I guess we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for it. I tried to tee this up. I figured that this would be like a every dog gets its day episode for Joe. But if he can't get through because he's in the middle of nowhere, we'll just have to forge on without him. And again, Mr. Producer, if he calls in, let me know. Over a message. So at this point, I want to start playing some of these cuts, and maybe we'll play this again. No, Joe knows this because he's referenced this guy multiple times on the podcast already. This guy's name is Michael Steele, not to be confused with the former head of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele. Different Michael Steele. That one's black. This one's white. Not that it matters, just trying to paint the picture for anyone listening on audio. So Dominion Voting Systems has hired this guy to be their spokesperson and to get out there and try and dispel the rumors, that, as they call them, the conspiracy theories, the allegations, the insinuations, trying to get him out there to basically tamp it all down and say, oh, no, it's impossible, impossible. So this is a clip of Michael Steele on Fox News getting the softball questions and saying it's not possible for Dominion Voting Systems to have done anything wrong or affected the results in any negative way. Let's go ahead and play cut one.
Biden to Trump, or from Trump to Biden?
No, this is a nonpartisan American company. It is not physically possible for our machines to switch votes from one candidate to the other. Let's be very clear. Our election system is run by local elected officials and nonpartisan poll watchers. We simply provide a tool to count the ballots and to print and count ballots. There is no way such a massive fraud could have taken place. And there are no connections between our company and Venezuela, Germany, Barcelona, Kathmandu, whatever the latest conspiracy theory is.
So that's actually not true. So we've gone over in the past on the show how they had a connection to a lot of these foreign countries. And he says Kathmandu. No one's actually saying Kathmandu, though that is a great Bob Seger song. If anyone likes Bob Seger, they know what I'm talking about. He's trying to create this. That's called a straw man. So if you look at logical fallacies, I love logical fallacies, because if this was a real debate, you'd win the debate, because he just created a straw man. No one is saying that they are in bed with Kathmandu, but he's throwing it out there to make this obviously absurd argument that's easy to tear down. That's a straw man. You build up a straw man, a man made of straw, very easy to tear it down. But he's lying. He's lying when he says it can't be done, that nothing can be done to change outcomes. These are tabulators. We've already covered on the show that at least one Georgia precinct, one Georgia county, a Dominion voting systems tabulator was found to have eaten hundreds of ballots. I mean, think about that. They ate the ballots. They supposedly counted them, but they never left the machine. They went in and didn't come out. So right there, the idea that they can't affect outcomes and it automatically be discovered in a hand recount just isn't true. It was very lucky that someone went into the machine and said, hey, wow, there's some ballots in here. That would be done in a full audit, a full breakdown of the machines, not just a hand recount. We were very lucky that they found those ballots in that Georgia county. So when he says it's not possible, it just isn't true. Let's go ahead and put up my screen. This is a statement from Dominion Voting Systems on Sidney Powell's charges. And now, so they, I love this part. They say Dominion Voting Systems is the gold standard for transparent, accountable voting equipment. That's just patently false. Dominion Voting Systems uses closed source software, and they use hardware that they don't let you buy brand new. You can only buy it used on eBay, right? So this idea that they're transparent, it's laughably false. It's not open source, it's closed source. They refuse to release the source code so you can look into it. There's nothing transparent about it. They're hiding behind their intellectual property that, oh no, you can't look inside of it. So it's not transparent, right? The allegations included in the draft complaint are baseless. That's not true. These are people who are eyewitness and ear witness observers. Senseless? No, there's a lot of common sense to this. Physically impossible? Again, that's not true. We'll talk about it in a second. And unsupported by any evidence whatsoever? Again, that's another lie. When you have an affidavit and you have an eyewitness observer witnessing something, or in Joe's case, an ear witness observer hearing, overhearing something, that is not hearsay. That is evidence, right? It's not the strongest kind of evidence, right? It's not a smoking gun, but it is still evidence. People have been convicted of crimes on a lot less, right? People have been convicted on much less substantial forms of evidence, like circumstantial evidence. The whole statement is completely ridiculous. And here's the funny thing: if Dominion Voting Systems truly thought that Sidney Powell was maligning their character, was harming their business, they could file suit. Right? They could file defamation suits against Sidney Powell. Here's the problem. Here's why they won't do that. They won't file a defamation suit because that would give Sidney Powell the right to ask for discovery, right? Because if they accuse Sidney Powell of lying, then she gets to basically subpoena their records, look through the records to prove that no, what she's saying is true. That's why they won't do it, right? They much rather just put out this statement than risk actually suing Sidney Powell and giving her the right to discovery. They'll never let that happen. So I want to, let's put it back up. Let me find it and we'll keep going. They have the same lies here. Never involved in Smartmatic. It's just a lie. No ties to Venezuela government. Again, a lie. In fact, auditable, that's questionable. Paper ballot system, questionable. Here's the really important thing. Dominion system cannot be manipulated by a technician in the way Powell alleges. This has been confirmed by the government agencies that have certified Dominion equipment. So this is a very authoritative statement. And again, I'll tell you right now, because this is where we're about to blow them out of the water. I'm sorry Joe's not here. He would have enjoyed this. make sure you hit that share button on Facebook. Give us a thumbs up, comment on YouTube. Make sure you give us that all important thumbs up. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell for notifications, and comment. That statement that Dominion systems cannot be manipulated by a technician in the way Powell alleges, this has been confirmed by the government agencies that have certified Dominion equipment. So what is that government agency that they're talking about? It's called the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, and they have a board of advisors, right? So here is the test report that they're talking about. This is Certification Test Report Modification, Democracy Suite 5.5A, completed on December 15th, 2018, prepared by SLI Compliance, again, for that USEAC government agency that they talk about in their press release. So rather than have me scroll down, because that's going to take a while for me to find it, Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and put up that image. That's image 5. So this is... We take off my screen and put up image 5. Or just leave it like that. That's fine. Okay, either way. So this is straight from that report that they're talking about. So what does it say? Here's the important part of it. ICX source code vulnerability review. One potential vulnerability was found within the ICX source code base reviewed. Potentially, whenever a USB drive is inserted into the ICX machine, it is automatically loaded without a security check of the contents. This could mean that regardless of what is on that thumb drive, it will be read. And if a .exe file exists, it will be run. This potential vulnerability will be further investigated during security testing. For the vulnerability in question, the level of access required to take advantage of this potential vulnerability would be inclusive of the following actors. A voter who could potentially gain access to the USB port and cause a reboot of the device, a poll worker who does have access to the USB port as well as the ability to reboot the device, an elections official insider who does have access to the USB port as well as the ability to reboot the device, or a vendor insider who does have access to the USB port as well as the ability to reboot the device. We go ahead and take that off. And I'll just say that in their final report, they said that there are 69 discrepancies identified within the Dominion Democracy Suite 5.2 code base. So let's go ahead and put up my screen again, just so we can be clear on what Dominion is saying. And I'll move it up so people, it's not blocked by my head. Dominion system cannot be manipulated by a technician in the way Powell alleges. This has been confirmed by the government agencies that have certified Dominion equipment. We now know that that's false. They're citing a government report that actually says it is possible to change results. Why? You take a thumb drive, right? Actually, I thought I had one around here, but I don't. Take a thumb drive, a little USB, little flash memory stick. When you plug it into a Dominion machine, the Dominion machine automatically reads whatever on it. You don't have to actually go into the back end. Like if it's like a front end user kiosk thing, you don't have to go into the back end to actually access the thumb drive. It's set up that way so that as soon as you insert a thumb drive, it reads whatever on it. And if it has a .exe file, a program, right? .exe, that's how you install a program. It automatically installs it. It automatically runs the .exe file. So if you created a program that said, switch 2% of every Trump vote to Biden, and you put that thumb drive in the machine would automatically read that .exe file, and as long as it's compatible with the overall system, they could change it, right? So this idea that it's impossible to do anything with Dominion voting systems machines, it's just not true. It isn't true. And the government report that they cite says it's a serious vulnerability. Now I say, oh, well, you can't access the USB thing. Yes, you can. Anyone in that voting booth, as long as they pull the curtain around them, right? Anyone with a screwdriver could access it. And they already said any poll worker, election official, or vendor could have a reason to go in and access that USB insert, that USB slot. So when they say it can't happen, they're lying. They're lying to you. They're trying to say it didn't happen. Now, it's one thing to say it didn't happen, but then you have to provide evidence of that. But to say flat out that it cannot be manipulated, just isn't true, because when you put a USB drive into those machines, the software is designed in a way to automatically run whatever program is on the USB thumb drive. And again, that is straight from SLI, which is the organization that ran it. So yeah, SLI compliance. So let's do a deeper dive into this, right? So we know that this is the same group that released that joint statement on November 12th. They said, oh, this is, let me find it. The November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. That's what this group said. So you do a little deeper dive. You're like, okay, well, who's on this panel, right? Who's on this panel? You go here, government facilities sector, election infrastructure subsector, charters, and membership. These are people, organizations that are on this board to provide advice to the federal government on how to secure elections infrastructure. So when you scroll down, this is where it gets really funny. You have a lot of different secretaries of state from different states, which you all expect to see. But when you get to the sector coordinating council, you have, look at that. Look right there. You have Dominion Voting Systems. Dominion Voting Systems is on the advisory board of the government agency that Dominion Voting Systems is citing as saying that there's nothing wrong with Dominion Voting Systems. Anyone see the conflict of interest there? Anyone see that you can't be on an advisory board to an organization that is now being cited as saying that your devices are secure? Am I talking in circles? I don't want to make it too complicated. They are on the advisory board, right? For CISA. They then cite that same governmental body as saying that their systems are secure. But they are on that board. And then they cite an independent third-party review, which, as we just talked about, is SLI compliance, right? Right there, SLI compliance. The problem is SLI compliance is also on the board, right above Smartmatic. They're all there. So this is circular logic, people. Dominion Voting Systems, in their press release, says our machines are safe. They cannot be possibly manipulated like that. And the government has confirmed it. When you actually do the reading, they're expecting you not to look in the footnotes, not to read the primary source material they're citing. When you read the footnotes, SLI compliance actually says, no, it's very hackable, very easy. Anyone with a thumb drive that big and a flathead screwdriver can completely change the results of whatever a machine would put out. So they expect you not to read it, and they expect you not to do the deep dive into realizing that not only are they on the board of the government agency that they're claiming gave them the green light, but so is SLI compliance, that allegedly independent third party investigator. And so is Smartmatic, the company that they keep claiming we have nothing to do with. It's just every time there's a board or something to do with this, they're always involved. And there's lawsuits that now have been stripped off of Smartmatic's website, but they're still there because you see the archive version. This is incredible. This is the greatest cover-up. They're trying to cover this up in real time. They think that they are the masters of the universe. They think they can't be touched. They think that simply deleting a press release out of a lawsuit will then allow them to say, we have no business relationship and never had a business relationship. I mean, that's how brazen the lie is. And yes, they're actually citing governmental sources, not only ones that they're on the board of advisors, but a source that actually completely refutes their claim and says, no, it is very, very hackable. So I wanted to do a deep dive in that. It's incredible, right? These are things that they don't want to talk about. And they say, you just pay no attention to all the facts. This is our opinion. The fact checkers swoop in and say, oh, their opinions are facts. And then I'm just sitting here like, what are you guys? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Well, I just talked for about about a couple minutes straight. So I'm going to take a sip out of my 2017 presidential inauguration cup. It tastes good. I can't wait to get a 2021 President Trump inauguration cup. I mean, this is incredible. And Trump admits, Trump has said, I believe it was in a tweet or in his press conference yesterday, he said that the facts are on his side. The timeline, the deadlines are not. And that's something that we've said since Election Day. The fraud is obvious. The irregularities prove the existence of things that just don't make sense. It's whether or not you can get to the finish line before the Electoral College votes on December 14th. That is the big question. Can we uncover the fraud before then? I hope so. It's going to be possible. The problem is there's a lot that has to happen. And Smartmatic and Dominion, they have the ability to fight these lawsuits, fight the discovery in court and say that it's proprietary. It's going to be tough, but it's still doable. And ultimately, you don't have to necessarily convince the Electoral College or convince the judge or even convince the executive branch. Ultimately, what it's going to come down to, just like it did in 1876, which we explained in my episode on it, the state legislatures can certify an alternate slate of electors, something that Pennsylvania state legislature is now drafting a resolution to do. To instead of certifying Joe Biden, say there's too many irregularities, too much BS, we're going to instead certify Donald Trump's slate of electors. So I'll remind everyone, hit that share button, give us a thumbs up on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell for notifications. I want to take the time to remind everyone that our sponsor for today's episode is our own store, the Conservative Daily Store. And we have a t-shirt, which I love. It's straight fire. This is the white t-shirt version. We also have ones in different colors. Come and take it, Christmas edition. As we said on the podcast, when the Texas revolutionaries were fighting against the Mexican army said, throw down your weapons, give up your cannons. And the Texans said, come and take it. Modeled off of the Spartans of Thermopylae, Molon Labe. Come and take it. So this is modeled after that flag. We've just replaced the cannon with a Christmas tree. So make sure you check out the link in the description. Help support the show. Help support the channel. And make sure everyone knows that you're not going to go along with Anthony Fauci's wishes and stay home on Christmas and not celebrate the birth of Christ. So let's get into some of these cuts. This is a clip of a congressional hearing from a few years ago where the then head of Dominion Voting Systems was on a panel and he was asked whether there is a such thing as a secure election process. And his answer, brutally honest, was no. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
Is there any method of voting that's 100% secure?
No.
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 That was simple. No. So, but wait, that government body just said this was the most secure in American history, but they just admitted that there's no truly secure election system. Interesting. I don't remember that getting added to their press release. Do you? I didn't read it. An admission that there's no such thing as a truly secure election process. Let's look at this one. This was where Dominion's head was asked under oath whether they use Chinese parts in their machines, parts that have long been suspected in numerous industries of giving Chinese officials a back door into otherwise secure systems. There's a reason that we don't allow Chinese parts to be in sensitive infrastructure. We don't allow them in defense products, right? Or defense weapon systems, because it has the potential to give the Chinese Communist Party a back door into those systems. Here is the head of Dominion being asked, do you use Chinese parts? And he says, yeah. Let's play cut three.
Report, but we do have components in our products that come from China. I don't know the exact percentage. I can certainly get that to the committee through my staff. Happy to work with you on getting the exact number. Our tabulated products have always been manufactured in the United States. And well, so if you look at
you go forward, what are the components that you get from China?
So for example, LCD components, the actual glass screen on the interface, down to the chip component level of capacitors and resistors.
No.
Several of those components, to our knowledge, are not even, there's no option for manufacturing of those in the United States.
That was the question. Let's cut it. So that was the question. He says there's no option to manufacture them in the United States, but China isn't the only one making microchips. I mean, you could go to Japan. There are plenty of countries that are not our enemy who could source the materials. And frankly, when you're selling a voting machine for thousands of dollars, whether or not you pay a couple pennies to China or a couple pennies more to Japan really is irrelevant, right? They're not scaled large enough to say, oh, we need to cut costs, right? We can't spend a couple extra pennies. They're going with China because they just want the cheapest. But when you use Chinese parts in your systems, you leave the potential for a back door, not only for China to use. But if China gives the key to that back door to some other nefarious actor, they can get in as well. Again, this is what SLI compliance warned about. The USB drives and the software are not only very easily accessible, but if you plug something, you can completely reprogram the machine in a couple minutes flat. I just think it's interesting. None of that is in their press release. They're not talking about how easy it is, how many Chinese parts are in the machines, right? If they were a defense company, they'd be laughed at, right? If they made systems for nuclear facilities, for like nuclear power plants, they'd be laughed at, right? They wouldn't even be allowed to use this in traffic lights or in security systems, like security cameras at intersections. He wouldn't be able to use it because that's all considered national security infrastructure. But for some reason, even though elections hardware is also considered national security infrastructure, they're able to get away with it. They're able to get away with it. And their excuse is that you just can't make those in the United States. Well, that's not exactly true, right? That's not exactly true. Like there are plenty of companies that if the order is big enough, could make you anything you want. Like Texas Instruments is an example, right? They make microchips. They make all the above. The idea that, oh, you have to go to China, it's just not true. Right? There might not be a solution off the shelf for you, but there are plenty of companies, plenty of manufacturers that if you went to them and said, this is what I need, they could build it. And yeah, it'd be a little bit more expensive, but it'd be secure. Right? But Dominion doesn't have to do that because as we just played, actually, let's play it again. They don't have to actually worry about making it totally secure because they've already admitted that it's impossible. Let's play cut two.
Is there any method of voting that's 100% secure?
No.
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 No, so we're not even going to try. And oh, if you happen to bring a USB thumb drive into the booth with you, you just plug it in. You can make our machine do whatever that you want it to do, right? You could upload a whole new operating system. Hell, you could play Tetris on it if you want. Whatever, run an emulator. Let's play some Super Nintendo. You can do that. If you plug a USB thumb drive into their machine and it has an emulator for like a Nintendo system, you could play video games on their machine as long as you write the program to tell it to do it. But no, you can't change the election outcomes. You can turn our machines into a Miss Pac-Man machine, but you can't change election results. Oh, come on. Come on. No one actually believes it. But that's the lie that they continue to peddle. Mr. Producer, any word from Joe? Anywhere from
Negative,
Joe?
I think he's too busy having a turkey coma from yesterday. I'm pretty certain
yes.
That is the case. So, negative.
He also might be shooting at pheasants.
Quite possibly, and eating those tonight as well.
Can't confirm so. Any hits.
I hear he's very
can't
good at hunting
hits.
Those things. So I'm gonna say I've been harassing him now, literally the entire show. So it's probably a no.
Okay, probably a no. All right, well, let's buy a little time. Maybe he'll come on. Let's go ahead and play this clip. This is unrelated. We're just going to take a really quick break on this. This happened yesterday or the day before. It was Joe Biden's Thanksgiving address from the non-existent office of the president-elect where he mispronounces the word psalm. He quotes the Bible, but doesn't realize P-S-A-L-M. He doesn't realize that the P is silent. He apparently thinks the S is silent. Let's go ahead and play that Joe Biden clip.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words. The Lord is my strength and my shield.
From the palmist, from the book of Psalms. Come on. He doesn't know how to say Psalms. This guy says he's a devout Catholic. And listen, I'm a Catholic too. And I know Psalms. I know the P is silent. Right? You don't say the P in Psalms. He's reading a teleprompter. He says, as the palmist says. The palmist? This guy? Really? He had 1,000 people watch his Thanksgiving message. 1,000. And we're supposed to believe that he had more votes than anyone in American history. Over 80 million. Only 1,000 people tuned in, and most of them were media outlets hitting the record button so they could run it on their segments. No one actually believes that. But yeah, as the palmist says, And Joy mentions, yeah, she mentions the, in the YouTube comment section that there were 47 USB drives missing in Pennsylvania. Also, if you remember, let me see if I can pull it up. There was a break-in. There was a break-in right before the election. And apparently USB drives went missing. Let's see if I can pull it up. I completely actually forgot about this. Here we go. Let's go ahead and wait. Yeah, let's go ahead and put up my screen. This was October 1st, 2020. Laptop. Get out of here. I'm not subscribing to you. Back on October 1st, 2020, laptop USB drive stolen from Pennsylvania election warehouse. So this is where the plot thickens a bit. Election officials say the warehouse used to store voting machines was burglarized earlier this week. Officials say there is little to no risk that the stolen computer and drives will lead to voter fraud or manipulation. So yeah, someone broke into the warehouse where they stored the machines, and they stole the laptops. They stole the thumb drives. Thumb drives that we just confirmed. Go ahead and put up that image again. Image 5. Thumb drives we just confirmed that if anyone plugs them into a machine, the machine will read whatever's on it. This is like the Ron Burgundy of machines, right? Anyone seen Anchorman? Don't put that on the teleprompter. Anything you put in the teleprompter, Ron Burgundy will read. It's the same situation here. Anything on the USB drive, when you plug it into a Dominion system, Dominion will run the program. So they stole the drives already used to program machines. So that's halfway. It's not even asking people to bring their own drive and start from scratch. Someone stole the actual USB drives that are used to program machines. All they then would have to do is tweak it a tiny bit to make it program the machines a different way. They don't even have to do the hard work of figuring out how to program the machine because they stole the laptops and they stole the drives that are used to do it. So no, there's little evidence of fraud. No reason to believe they will be used to manipulate the results. That was in October. How could you possibly say that? How could you possibly say right after a burglary, oh, it will not manipulate the results? Now you can understand why Democrats are so adamant against a recount in Pennsylvania. So one of Dominion, in their actual press release, one of their press releases say that that even if all of this was true, it would all be uncovered during a recount because there would be paper ballots. And you could basically go back and count the paper ballots, right? And then you'd be able to uncover the massive scheme. Problem is, in many of these states, they're fighting against an audit, against a recount. Michigan, they don't want to do it. Pennsylvania, they're adamant they don't want to do it, right? So if you make the lead big enough, you can avoid that check, right? If you can get outside of the 0.5% difference necessary to trigger a recount, you get outside of that, then all you need is a Democrat in office saying, no, we're not going to do a voluntary recount. And then the fraud is covered, right? And that's how ridiculous this is. That's how ridiculous all of this is. But it's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible because we just covered that they can use USBs on the machine. The independent election investigation by SLI Compliance confirmed that they can do it. We know that the USB drives were stolen in Pennsylvania, but we're all just supposed to believe that nothing bad happened. Well, we have him on the phone now. Mr. Joe Altman calling in from an undisclosed location that does not have good enough internet access. Joe, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing, Mac?
Good, good. And Mr. Producer, if you can turn him up a little bit. Probably coming in a little soft for people. So I don't know if you've watched anything that we covered. This was supposed to be one of those Joe gets his day episodes. We covered Dominion. We covered Michael Steele, your arch enemy. We covered how Dominion Voting Systems is lying about what their machines can and cannot do. We covered the whole circular logic of claiming that the machines have been certified by a governmental organization, that Dominion Voting Systems itself is on the advisory board. We covered all of that. And then I completely forgot about it. The USB drives that were stolen in Pennsylvania, we talked a little bit about that. What do you think is going on in Dominion Voting Systems? Because they are very scared right now because they can obviously feel the wall, it's closing in.
Yeah, so I think that it's not just Dominion voting systems. Obviously, we are centered in on Dominion voting systems because of their close connection to socialist, communist, and Antifa agendas. But there, you know, we also have to talk about Smartmatic. We have to talk about, you know, what they've been able to do and how they're connected to Dominion voting systems, and talk about all the other people that are in government that are actually tied to or have some affiliation with these groups. And then, of course, I don't know if you talked about it on the show, but the connection to George Soros's nonprofit up in Toronto that literally is on the same floor as Dominion voting system. And frankly, they think that we're stupid. They think that the American people are stupid. And there's an overabundance of evidence to show that there was massive amounts of fraud. And yet the mainstream media, and this is the most concerning part about it, the mainstream media and technology is still suppressing that information to the masses, the people across this country. So I am very concerned about you know, kind of this coup that's happening in the country. And frankly, it's the only reason that I'm out there on every rooftop saying, hey, we need to take a look at Eric Coomer. I do believe we're over the target. I do believe that Eric Coomer is one of the masterminds behind this. And frankly, I think that it's absurd that we can think that people that are un-American, that don't believe in our very way of life, are the people that are actually responsible for having their fingers on the voice of America when it comes to our elections. So it's a crazy deal, Max. Crazy.
So go ahead, Mr. Producer, put up image one again. At the beginning, we read out the paragraph from Sidney Powell's lawsuit where she mentions you and the investigative work you've done into Eric Coomer and Antifa and Dominion voting systems. And then just to kind of mirror what you just said, how big tech, how social media giants are trying to stop people from seeing that information. Let's go ahead and switch to image two. When people tried to click the link to that lawsuit the past couple days, I think they've now corrected it. But for the past couple days, if you tried to read the lawsuit, the PDF that was being shared on Twitter, Twitter was labeling it as an unsafe link and giving a warning to stop people from going to it. Same kind of stuff they did with the New York Post. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the interesting thing is you mentioned Toronto, right? You mentioned Toronto. Dominion Voting Systems is a Canadian company. Now, they've been shouting from the rooftops that they're an American company. They might have an office in Denver, Colorado, but they are a Canadian company. If we put up image four, when Canadian news outlets talk about it, they refer to it as Toronto company. Outgoing U.S. president calls Toronto-based Dominion Voting Systems a radical left company. That's how the Canadian press is reporting Dominion. But in here, the media is allowing them to spread the lie that they're an American company. Well, they may have an office here, but they are headquartered in Toronto. And as you mentioned, they're headquartered in a building that also houses one of George Soros's charities. There's lots of different connections here. Whether or not you can prove that Soros is involved pulling the levers, you're not going to be able to do it yet. But there's tons of connections between Dominion, Soros, Dominion, Clinton Foundation that just do not pass the smell test.
Well, I think that we have to, as Americans, we have to finally stand up and we have to make our voice heard. And Max, this is the problem that we face, is that the mainstream media can only suppress our voice if we're one voice that's talking and they can zero in on that voice. We have to become 1 million, 2 million, 10 million, 70 million, 100 million people in the United States that are all saying the same thing. We have a responsibility that if you're listening to the show, that if you're to not only share it, but to actually make your voice heard. And you could say, well, this person over here that's one of my friends doesn't like it, and they say that I'm a conspiracy theorist. This is not a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. This is what is happening to our country. We are losing it before our eyes.
Well, it can't be a conspiracy. Right? It can't be a conspiracy. There's a difference between a conspiracy theory and a conspiracy.
Conspiracy
just means multiple people are working. Yeah. And the only difference between a conspiracy theory and a conspiracy is the conspiracy theories aren't provable yet. Like last year, it was a conspiracy theory to say that the U.S. government has interacted with UFOs. Oh, they're just conspiracy theory. Well, now the Pentagon has released documents showing UFOs. And all of a sudden, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore, but it was a conspiracy to keep it out of the reach of the public. So this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy. But yeah, you're right. Keep going.
So, I meant to add the word theory to it, but the big thing that we have to remember is that we are so far over the target. And the mainstream media and the tech companies, they know it. They know we're over the target. And if we weren't over the target, I wouldn't be in an undisclosed location. I mean, let's just be honest. I would not be in an undisclosed location. I would not have to filter all my calls. I would not have to have armed guards. I wouldn't have to do any of that, right? So, and there's much more to it than just me. I'm just a small piece of the puzzle. I just happen to be the biggest loudmouth because I'm sick and tired of these socialists coming into our country and doing the things that they've done. This is not their country.
Yeah.
There's 186 other countries around the world that if you want to turn into a socialist country like Venezuela, go do it. You will not do it here in the United States. Not while I breathe. And not while many other Americans breathe. So, yeah, I tell people, and I was having this conversation while I was pheasant hunting, and I actually sent a picture to Josh that he can share with you of my dog sitting next to all the pheasants we shot.
Be careful. Make sure there's no view of the skyline, because there are people who actually look at pictures and then will determine where the stars are.
Yeah. Now that they've already done the research on me and everybody knows who I am. They know I own a gun store and range. So I feel somewhat safe against the majority. But yeah, so I don't know if you can share it, Max or Josh, but I did send a picture of my dog sitting next to
it. Josh. Oh, there we go. That's pretty good. So they're all lined up, and then there's that one pheasant in the front. Is that the one you shot?
Yeah, that's the one I shot, because I'm not a very good shot. Actually, I'm a really good shot. I shot my limit, so I just want to make sure that I stay legal. I did shoot my limit. We had a lot of us guys out there. It was a great day.
That one in the front, that's Joe's.
That's mine. Yeah, if I can claim just one, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
But we have to get to the place, though, Max, where as a country that we're unapologetic about being Americans, right? And I don't think we're 100% there yet. I think people are unsure because they're afraid to get doxxed. People are taking down their social media accounts. People are calling people's employers and saying, hey, they, you need to fire this person, right? And I do realize that I'm an anomaly. I'm the guy that literally does not care. I do not care if you call my employer. I am my own employer, right? I don't care if you dox me. I don't care if you say bad things about me. I don't care. I'm an unapologetic American. And I don't make a very convenient target. Obviously, my family is interracial. You know, I do want accountability when it comes to police. I have the same platform I've always had, and I've given an immense amount to inner city programs, to those that are most disadvantaged, to education, to medical. I'm a very giving person, and so is my organization. So, I make a very difficult target because of who I am. But I also make a difficult target because I'm not willing to stay quiet. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands that you have to have courage. You have to keep standing up to these Marxists and these fascists, these people that call us fascists, but really they are the fascists. They are the communists, and they are the terrible human beings that just encompass all the evil that we're dealing with today.
So I wanted to try and get at least one cut in to have you listen to and give your response to. This is an old CNN cut from, I believe, 2006, back when Lou Dobbs was on CNN. And it was looking into Smartmatic, a company that used to work very closely with Dominion. As we covered earlier on the show, they're now claiming they've never had any connections, but Internet Archive show that Smartmatic once sued Dominion over a license breach, meaning that they actually licensed technology to each other. This is a clip of CNN looking into Smartmatic, and CNN back then being very concerned over the fact that Smartmatic was held by foreign interests. Let's go ahead and watch cut four.
This country's election count, and they can't tell you whether or not the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States reviewed it or not?
They have no answer for us. And even
these are the most arrogant, incompetent, bureaucratic idiots.
Smartmatic, based in Boca Raton, provides voting machines in local elections in the United States, like this election in Chicago in March. But Smartmatic has only 5 to 7 people working in Boca Raton, Florida. Smartmatic is a labyrinth of international holding companies owned by Venezuelan businessmen. The Smartmatic and other voting machine companies are private companies. They have proprietary software they can call a trade secret. Electronic voting experts with extensive experience say it's nearly impossible to verify if a proprietary system is tamper-proof.
All of the voting system vendors in the United States are private companies. The problem is the closed-door proprietary nature of the process. The closed system we have right now makes it extremely hard to find out what's going on. And that means that should a thief get in a position of power, we would never know.
Some voter watchdog groups and others in Congress are calling for a full review and say the ownership of all electronic voting companies should be reviewed to determine if it poses a risk to U.S. elections. The U.S. Treasury Department today would not confirm or deny if a so-called CFIUS review is underway on Smartmatic. Watchdog groups question why U.S. voting machines would be under the control of citizens of another country, especially a country whose own election process is highly suspect.
We believe this is a national security issue. There is no way that companies belonging to non-U.S. corporations should have access to our election.
In the case of Smartmatic, there are a number of unanswered questions. That's why I wrote to the Secretary of the Treasury and asked them to review the ownership. It's offshore, it's murky, no one seems to know who owns it. Certainly our government should know.
All right. I wanted to let that play as long as we could because the audio starts cutting. That's 2006 CNN. Like, Joe, I feel like we should just get a time machine. Grab some of those CNN anchors from 2006, and they could do our show today because they were very skeptical about electronic voting systems back then because George W. Bush had just won re-election in 2004. So they're like, oh, well, we need better election systems. Now, after Joe Biden has one asterisk next to that, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see. Oh, it can't be hacked. Whereas just 14 years ago, it's like, oh, yeah, it could be hacked. Now it could be hacked, but they could hack it. You never even know. I mean, it's just, I wanted to play that
So they stopped talking about voting machines being hacked heading into the 2008 election where Barack Obama won, right? They stopped talking about it. That was the last time that they talked about it. If you go back and look at going into 2007 and 2008, it almost as if they actually turned something off. Look, we know that there are evil people at work to destroy what we are as a country. We know that. That's centered on jealousy. It's centered on just this insane amount of evil desire to destroy what is very, which does so much good across the world. Right. And you can't look at all of the evidence and say, there's nothing to see here. You can't look at the evidence and say, oh, there's absolutely, this was a safe election. This was not a safe election. And I have to tell you something, our listeners, other people that are even listening that are left-leaning, say the same thing. I'm sitting up here, I'm hunting with people, a couple of them that are big Democrats, and they said the same thing. They said, listen, this is
make sure they stand in front of you.
Yeah. I got lots of people that are on my side up here too, but they're all parroting the same thing. And that is what we have going on in our country is a third world election system and one that has been absolutely tampered with to a large degree. And frankly, what even makes me more concerned is that the parroting that happens from Michael Steele, from Barack Obama, from other people saying it's an attack on our very democracy. We are not a democracy. We are not a democracy. I want to stop it right now. I want you all to understand something. All right. Go grab your history books. Go grab the definition of what a democracy is. We are not a democracy. We have never been a democracy. We should never be pushing people to a democracy because countries that live under democratic rule, under a democracy, frankly, are dangerous. They're dangerous because it's mob rule. That means that people can interfere with people's ability to have a voice. That is what has happened in this country, right? So you have people that are in government that say, that they have master's degrees and law degrees and things like that. I don't have a law degree, right? I don't. And I don't need one to know what our country is. because I have this thing called knowledge. All you have to do is read history books, understand civics, and you'll understand the history of what's happened over the last 200 years. And especially what's happened since the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, where the leftover Second World War Nazi kind of ideal has stuck around. And it's stuck around, and it's grown a foothold. And now we're dealing with some of the biggest monsters in our country, in our world, that have plenty of money and plenty of other people that are willing to support that evil in order to destroy what we are as a country.
Yeah.
So.
So before we wrap up, I want to get your take on this too, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and put up my screen. The new rankings are out, and you know I love me my rankings. We are now, Joe, number 8. We are number 8 on Apple Podcasts for political podcasts. Number 8 in the country. We're 2 away from Tim Pool, 3 away from Ted Cruz, 4 away from Steve Bannon, and 5 away from Rush Limbaugh. I know you don't like the rankings too much, but what do you have to say about us hitting number 8? It's a big moment.
All I have to do is say thank you. Thank you to the people that listen to us. Thank you to the people that call in and support us. Thanks for the people that, frankly, have sent me just encouragement and those words of encouragement, especially the, you know, things that people have put on Parler. They mean something, right? And they help me just stay in the fight every day and know that what I'm doing is absolutely the right thing to do. So, you know, it doesn't happen without the people listening, but I want you to know that we're going to continue to fight. Even after this is over, we recognize that the fight started the day the election ended, and it didn't begin or didn't end. It began.
Yeah.
And so we're going to push to make sure that we have accountability in our government, and we're going to speak truth. And I think that people just, they gravitate towards that. We speak truth. We always tell everyone, mm-hmm. look, you may not like what we have to say. You may not like that we are attacking even people on the that are Republicans, but it's necessary. Accountability is necessary. And so I'm very grateful to be number 8, I guess. You know me, I mean, for nearly 10 years, I was Joe Otto. So notoriety is not something that I've ever sought.
Well, we're going to keep going up. So you're going to keep getting more famous. So I'm sorry about that. The next one to fall is the Lincoln Project. They're next in our sights. Well, thank you, Joe, for calling in. We'll let you go sight in your shotgun and you can hit some more birds next time. But we'll have you on.
The one didn't do it for you?
Yeah, the one didn't do it for me. You got to hit at least 2. But thanks for calling in, and we'll have you back on Monday, hopefully, with a better internet.
Yeah, I'll be back on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. As we just mentioned, we are number 8 on Apple Podcasts. So if you have not already subscribed to our show, make sure you do that. There's a link in the description. If you have an iPhone, iPad, or MacBook, it's very easy to do. It takes 2 seconds, and it'll help us rise up in those rankings. And also make sure you leave us a good review there. That helps us as well. If you can't do that because you don't have a Mac product, you can also find the audio version of our podcast on Google Play Store, on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean. We're making moves around the country, around the world. We're apparently now number 7 in South Africa, number 13 in Switzerland. We're making big moves. So keep subscribing. You only have to subscribe once, but if you haven't already subscribed, make sure you do that. And also, we go live Monday through Friday, actually Monday through Saturday now, 2 p.m. Eastern, on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So make sure you like and follow our Facebook page and then subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube as well. There is a way to get alerts when we go live. If you text the word freedom to 89517, you'll receive a text alert when we go live. The reason we do that is because Facebook and YouTube can't be trusted to actually tell you when we're broadcasting. So if you text the word freedom to 89517, you will get an alert texted to you. That's the only reason we're using it. It'll text you the alert when we go live, so you know to jump on. You can also subscribe to receive our email newsletter to get our action alerts, very important as well. And we are on Parler at Conservative Daily. Please head over there and follow us. So again, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. Remember that the fight to take back our country is nowhere close to over, but the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.